Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Self-Discovery by NK. I hope you all are doing well. Today we're going to talk about overcoming lack of motivation. First off, I know that being motivated in anything you're doing requires a lot of work and practice. We often see a setback at some point in our lives, and sometimes you get tired and worked out, or maybe some things are not going well for you and you start feeling demotivated to do certain things like going to work, reading books, or going to the gym, keeping up with your business, or even when sales are poor, and so many other things you do on a daily basis. For starters, you need to know the things that makes you demotivated, because sometimes you might not even know what it is, but you just find yourself being lazy, being reluctant in doing things or getting things done and making excuses for the things you're supposed to do. So there are a few reasons why you might be demotivated. One, you lack purpose. Two, you lack focus. Three, you lack a routine or a schedule. Four, you're overthinking your problems and letting it get to you. Five, you are under so much stress or fear. And lastly, maybe you feel lost. I know at the beginning of the year, like, everyone started with like new year, new me. We all started with so much enthusiasm and thought it was going to stay that way throughout the year. But right now you're not feeling yourself and you're trying to put effort. You know, I know how people struggle every day to put effort to keep being motivated each day, but it's not just working out. So I'm gonna give you a few tips that helps me feel motivated again. It might not work for everyone, but this is what works for me. So firstly, I normally create a vision board at the beginning of each year. So what I do is to revisit and review that vision board, then assess my progress so far, reflecting on what really made me want to achieve those things I wrote. And then I try to assess myself by asking questions like, who do I wish to become? What as a person I want to be like do every day? And how do I change my beliefs about myself? And what am I doing wrong and how do I correct it? So when I successfully answer these questions, I reflect on them and it gives me this strength to want to carry on and get back on track. That's the first tip. And the second tip you need to feel motivated is creating a system for your goals. There's this book I'm currently reading, Atomic Habits by James Clear. He said in that book that if you want better results, then forget about setting goals and focus on your system instead. I know it's easy to just bring out a pen and think of so many goals that we want to achieve, but do you really focus on how to achieve that goal? What system or strategy did you come up with? Are you consistent even when you're not seeing results? You need a track to follow, just like your to-do list every day. If you want to achieve something, then you need to show up every day. It doesn't matter if you're not seeing results, if you're not getting your dream body yet, if you're not being appreciated at work, if you're making poor sales in your business, if you are not making that huge amount of money, or if you haven't connected with God so deeply as you want, it doesn't really matter. The most important thing is that you are showing up. James Clear says in his book that small changes appear to make no difference until you cross a critical threshold. You need to be patient. Good things doesn't come easy. It requires a lot of work and commitment. So another thing you need to do in order to get back on track that actually works for me is practicing gratitude. Sometimes it may feel like nothing is going well for you, or you just feel that you're going in circles. You need to remind yourself to focus on the good things you have. Stop focusing on the inconvenience and forgetting the blessings around you. God has not abandoned you. Yeah, He sees you, and trust me, waiting on Him is a privilege. Every day you wake up is an opportunity for you to be better, and that alone is enough to be grateful for. I usually say what I'm grateful for, like most days when I wake up and I don't feel myself, you know, I feel demotivated. There are certain days that you wake up and you understand what I mean, like you just feel like you just get angry because you woke up. Just imagine. So what I try to do is to remind myself that there are actually people out there in worse situations than I am. And look at here I am. Look at me, you know. So practicing gratitude really helps me to feel alive again. I just list out my blessings and the progress so far. That actually counts, you know. Congratulating yourself, reminding yourself that yes, I'm actually doing something. That thing, that alone goes a long way to making you to feel motivated again and getting things done. So I'm sure that it's gonna work for you too. If it works for me and you practice gratitude often, then it's gonna work for you too. So lastly, you need to stop overthinking and talk to someone. We often feel that we can take care of our problems, you know, ourselves, and we feel it's better that way. But for me, I think I share my problems, and when I share my problems, it actually helps me. But I think it's hard for men to share their problems. Yeah, it's in their nature, but there should be at least one person that you can confide in, right? Because God created humans because he knows that we need each other to survive. If not, he would have created just one person, right? But honestly, whenever you feel overwhelmed or you feel depressed or stressed, take a break. Talk to a friend, talk to friends or family, and just treat yourself to something nice. Read a book to distract yourself for some time, or go to the cinema, you know. Do something fun other than work or handling your business, so you can refill and come back stronger. I know it's not easy for everyone going through life. It's not really easy feeling motivated all the time. But I assure you that if you take out time and work on it, everything is going to be fine. I hope all these tips helps you to feel motivated again. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode on Self-Discovery by NK. See you on our next episode next Sunday. Love and light.